We're going to be quiet for a minute. L.C. Norris passed on. I'd warned him that his weight back in the States had to be reduced, that it was dangerous. He had lost pounds here, but he was exceedingly overweight. Plus, the hospital that was listening last evening, I was there. When I was seeing his bow, he was not calling on Father, he was calling on Jesus. Moreover, he has been talking about having individual power with God, individual gifts with God. Now there are others that better take close look at this, because it has sad ramifications. You'd have had a good life with Emma. Emma's not responsible. Give her a lot of love. You know, when some people die, I don't make mention of it other than to say it's a natural process of living. We're not going to condemn everyone that dies, because that would be asinine. He will have the opportunity of coming back probably shortly, and we know him again, so there's no separation. But it is essential that you throw your Bible away, which some had not done, and also destroy all religious literature and anything other than my teachings, my sayings, my words, my tape recorder. I urge you to listen to this. These will continue until I stop it, then we'll go on into Russian, because we have to have a full comprehension of news each evening. So be there at the pavilion in your seat promptly at 7:30. And don't tell me you don't have room enough to see a film. We have a film on the horrors the blacks are being treated, Indians, in England. And you can move up to the sides and see it if you make an effort. So you must make the effort. Thank you, and I love you very, very much. Pay attention. Now, furthermore, Elsie Norris did not follow the instructions as best he could that I'd given on one occasion. Furthermore, he's a casualty and a victim of U.S. medicine, and we will grieve over him. We will recognize that there is passage, just as we do those that went before them. He had pancreatic cancer. Anybody with the right mind could have caught that. But U.S. medicine doesn't give a damn about we who are poor whites, blacks, and Indians. So they found nothing wrong with the man. He died of pancreatic cancer. The wife wants to be assured of that. We can pay and have it sent to Georgetown to confirm this. He was filled with pancreatic cancer, which should have been found by any sensible doctor in the United States, but they did not give enough concern. No way did they show any concern. Stand by. You ready?
What's it?
Now, there's another matter that's giving me absolute grave concern. We have some people who are refusing the doctor in giving an exam. That will stop immediately. I am your father. Florian Dotson is one. You better get in there, because if you don't, there's something there. They could do you some harm. We know what we're doing. Don't carry over the lies of the peace mission and deprive yourself of good health. I'm prepared to pay for the best. take care of your need. So, no question about it, anybody that refuses a doctor to examine them are the barefoot doctors. They train from here to four. You will be brought to discipline, and we will report to you to the U.S. Embassy. We will not have any time for you other than to send you to a mental institution, and we will report you to the Guyanese authorities. They both backed this and say no one else will be able to sneak out with our money without them being caught. They see that they are caught or doing anything else that was illegal. You'll know the moment someone tries to go out. So keep that in mind. You do what the doctor says. I trained him. Through my will and power, I made him a doctor. There was nothing but a catatonic who could not move one leg or arm. He put an arm in a certain way. It stayed that way. He had miraculously completely healed after 10 years of catatonic schizophrenia and came out of that shell to become an honorary student, a medical doctor, praised by doctors all through the United States. He had a Marco Medical Net, all the doctors on the amateur. He had said that he recognized more cancer cells than any doctor out of 5,000 that he taught. Dr. Good called him brilliant. I could go on. Don Preach said he'd never had such an examination in all of his life. He's that thorough. He's that thorough with all of you. But you've got to get together more to get these barefoot doctors trained so they can examine. Because this is nonsense. It's true if you come over here and put another god before Jim Jones, some other god before socialism, some false god that doesn't exist. When you put that before the body of socialism, then there's nothing I can do for you. When you call on Jesus and talk of your own powers and your religious abilities or your so-called gifts, there's nothing I can do for you but feel sorrow in my heart. So at this moment, let's have just a minute of silence, then we'll go back to the news. The hands up like you know something. You know what I'm talking about? Well, you do or you're not. You're not. You think I'm a fool? I'm not going to call you out in front of a guest and make an ignoramus out of you. I'm not going to stand up and ask you a question. You know the doctrine of China, three worlds. Now somebody stand up and say, I don't know what, maybe that means the moon and the world and Mars. That'd be what some silly-ass person liable to say. Or the moon shines brighter in China than it does here. You know what comes out of some people's mouth. So we do it. Stand by. Now go on, finish that. Only unbearable, if we were, we ought to be, communists, and thought a little bit about those that were starving to death, it wouldn't be unbearable. It's a vicious circle that perpetuates the problem it is designed to prevent. We keep people in meetings every night to keep control. No, I don't. I do not. Because people can go, what the hell can't person, 16 hours. They don't work that hard around anyway. I just watch and sip around here. So there's going to be some more brought up in public service. We'll watch them better. Hell's fine. Ain't nobody tired, so tired. At the end of 16 hours, they can't take off. They end up getting killed by a tiger or sent back to a shore. That's a fact. Or they get some bite or some infection like Vincent had on his neck. I don't appreciate this goddamn innuendo. So, no way you can keep people going out. If they want to face the tigers and the snakes, that's their damn business. All right, where was I? Learning Russian. Christine Fields is not accomplish in these classes. I don't either. I agree with you. Just talk to him how I think it's going to have to be done. It's going to have to be done in sentence form. It's going to have to be done when the movie gets here. And I hope when, well, you asked him when those movies are coming, and they talk to Russian, when the English part comes, it's going to be done with a big screen, and I don't think we're ever going to learn it, saying ya, yo, ye, ge, ze. We're going to have to learn certain phrases that everybody has to use, like going to the toilet, I want bread, I want my breakfast, I want to see the doctor. Phrases that every one of you could put in a suggestion box, phrases that everybody would use, and that's the only damn way you're ever going to learn it, because you never will, never, in my opinion, will you learn. Sure, you can memorize an alphabet, but what the hell, here we are, several classes late, and we are still fucking around with the alphabet. But what the hell better time do we have? So I want to sleep. That's nice. A lot of black children like to, they like to eat. And our tax dollars that we all help pay, I'm not talking to these people up there, I'm talking to a lot of others as suckers who give me trouble about these meetings. They like to eat. And what we do here, the more we make, the more we can take, do what with whatever we do, if we stay here, whatever. More people grumbling about going. Maybe we can keep both these things going. I'm telling you right now, my feeling, I'll leave the place here for those that want to stay, but I am leaving. Please. Please. Peace. I'm leaving for the primary reason I don't mind responsibility. I'm leaving not because I don't want responsibility, but because I don't see how in the hell I can handle a situation like we've got going on here. As well as in the USSR, they're going to build all the houses for us, 400 houses, gymnasium, sports center, even though perhaps an indoor swimming pool, all kinds of damn stuff like this. Money don't make any difference. They don't care about our money. They don't care how much anybody makes money. They want us for one reason. They want us for one reason. Some people thought it was because of human rights, U.S. No, they don't want no trouble with Carter because they think he's a maniac. They think the whole damn Trilateral Commission is crazy. They want Africans to see that if you will be communist, you can live in the Soviet Union. They're having a lot of applications from the African students who come who are not communist, who are not willing to be communist, and want to get citizenship. But the most of the African men marrying the white Russian women, and it's mostly that way, take them back. So they let them do it. They're free people. So they need us as communists. Now, I've convinced them that you're all pro-Soviet. Some of you don't know whether you're pro-green shit or brown shit. So I'm forced, Christine, into meetings. I don't know any other way. Now we can break these things down. I think there are practical ways, but you've got to be very, very careful. You got tapes, or you'll end up with people with six different accents.
I didn't disagree with the meetings. I just explained it was a vicious circle.
Well,
they were needed for control, yet it...
I'll tell you, it don't work out for control, it causes hostility. If you want, I don't like even being this frank. It causes more dangers than it does anything else. The least trouble we had with people acting out was when I went a couple of weeks with hardly any meetings.
That was the was just my interpretation of time.
Well, psychologically, I'm going to tell you. You remember back to the time when we were kind of loose and light. We had a guest. We had some guests here. We had went along pretty good. People were watching the damn music and fucking in the rafters and under the house. I don't know where in the hell they were. But nobody was bothered about anything. People get rebellious when they are made to do anything. Even if there's a good reason, they get rebellious. So you guys who think this is a control mechanism are wrong. And I'll tell you when you're right. You're right on the Russian. You're right. Do not where we ought to be. I said before you got here. We are not learning Russian. In my opinion, we're not learning it. And we'll never learn it. I think if tomorrow they put several sentences up there, every day we could learn a couple of sentences. I think you push it now. I think we'd be very happy to do that. And the Russians would be very pleased if we did. Maybe somebody can learn five. I'm just talking about what I would say. Say, I can't learn anything. Oh, yes, you can, darling. I got grandmothers here that learned. They greeted him in Russian, and he understood them. So, I mean, in the 80s. So we can put these sentences on that board, and then we'll have something to hold on to. It has meaning. Like you all say, thank you, Dad. You damn near, well, one of you say, thank you, Dad. But I've been so involved with crisis, I don't even know what the hell you're saying to me. What is it? Placebo what? Placebo what? Archets? Archets. Well, I don't know what you're saying, but I presume that's what you're saying, because I have been... You saw last Russian language, they had me here with a bunch of crises. Tonight, they got me here with a bunch of crises. And you people don't need to feel the weight of it. There'll be other crises following you, unfortunately. Yes.
I mean, as far as we're conditioned, I think if we have pictures, I mean, people tend to catch on to pictures. If we have pictures with sentences, I think we'd learn fast.
Oh, we definitely. That's why I said they asked ER1. Ask them again. Where in the hell they are, send them by a plane, we'll meet them, whatever, we send them with a pilot, we'll meet the goddamn planes, we need the goddamn planes bad, those ships. I remember you people would have been excused from classes, you won't be bothered by this anymore, you understand? If you've already been excused, you won't be bothered. I've got to explain me because some people are misinterpreting me. I do not believe meetings control. Meetings do the exact reverse. They cause hostility. And no matter how much some of you understand, you're going to get, there's going to be an element that's going to be hostile. Now, there are some, you can study Russian on your own, you can study the Constitution on your own, and I'm open to those suggestions. So I can test you some way. Be helpful if you gave me some ideas. But we got to get our things done here because we got three major things. We got to be creative. That means somebody knows how to make booms like Ken Norton and others who've got creative ideas, school department, grubs. Some people have got to be out of it. But I have got to teach current events. That means grubs is going to have to keen his ear at morning or noon or at night to hear the news, which I don't have a big problem about. I think he does. The last test I saw, it was excellent. You've got to clean it because they want us, and they're liable to come through here and ask you questions about the news. Because it could sound a little staged. You follow what I mean? It was just a little too good, just a little too perfect. If I were a Soviet, you get a middle-aged Soviet who may be distrusting, and particularly been bombed out to hell by Hitler's Germany, it was sent by USA, they're going to be somewhat upset with Americans in general. He said there wouldn't have been no question this far before he gave his approval. He said the approval would come a long time ago, but said our people have not been able to trust Americans. Every American we take in gives us some shit. Oswald was taken into the Soviet Union for 2 years, given a good job, 500 rubles a month. He paid 4 rubles a month rent. He saved, after food clothing and everything, when he talked to me, I calculated the man saved 338 rubles. Now, rubles worth more than a dollar. What the sucker do? He went over there all the time being a part of a plant to try to make Russia look like she was in on the killing of Kennedy. They didn't throw him out, though he was shiftless, went from job to job. They let him go, and they let his wife go, didn't they? And so, believe me, I don't know any other answer to work and to education. You got some answers, put it in the pressure box. Pressure box, that's a joke. Because some people pressure me with nonsense. I mean, you do pressure me with nonsense. No matter what I say, some of you seniors, you will not quit it. So-and-so had more rice. Somebody had more rice breakfast, wheat meal. I'm so damn tired of that, I don't know what to do. Now, if there's that, bring it on the floor and solve it there. All right. Now, we keep people in meetings every night, in her mind, to keep control. Learning Russian, she feels, is not accomplished in these classes. I can't deny it. And it's a secondary purpose, but it isn't a secondary purpose. It is a primary purpose. That's what scares the hell out of me. We're going to have to do it a primary purpose. And if you can't come up with some sentences tomorrow that we can speak well, then I say bring people in here to listen to an hour of news and be done with it. Because they won't listen out there. They will not do it. You have to make them. They pay no attention to my voice. They shut my goddamn voice out. And I'm trying to be your friend to give you some knowledge. I've given that to my folk. I was so sluggish from sleep and so feverish that I could hardly hold that damn microphone in my hand. And I've had to have somebody take that microphone in my hand. I was in tremors from this emphysema and bronchial disturbance that causes if I get slightly infected, go over 105. I was in 105 and shaking like this. May every eyeball of a child fall out to give the news that I knew you people had to have. I've always known you had to have the news. We were going to get the kind of support we needed. I didn't know what form was going to take. I'm not going to tell you any story. But Yugoslavia's offered us a refuge. And there's someplace else in Africa, which I'm not going to talk about. But the point is, the Soviet Union is rich. The Soviet Union is the only one that has never one time asked me how many checks people have. They don't want to know it. I try to say we can get suits from the government. We got them on all the newspapers. Been going our way last night. They've been going favorable to us. And we can win perhaps $40 million suit. The government's on the run. Says Comrade Jim goes, no, 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 no. He said the CIA is a vicious people. We see that from the news tonight. Said the CIA will only try to get you someplace else with an assassin's bullet before you can get to the safety of the Soviet Union. They may give you the $40 million, but they will do everything in their power to make you pay for it. I said, we'd like to give it all to the Soviet Union. We don't like to come into 400 houses, a gymnasium, a theater, and an indoor swimming pool without anything. He said, don't worry, don't worry. When you get there, you will find the land. You will do great things with the land. I said, well, there's some that want to be dark. That's fine. Comrade Jim Jones. He said, I presume there's enough of you who want the land. I hope there is. I hope there's enough of you who want to continue to farm the land. Well, I didn't get much amen from that. I'll be up there. I saw Comrade Principal Grubbs, he's a teacher, put up his hand. I guess maybe some of us have already had education. I'm going to hold the land. I don't want to be tripping into Moscow all the time. But you can. The musical group will naturally travel. We're going to have to get the other 200 here, get them trained. They got to work. We're going to have to learn what work is. We got to learn to see that. When a kid goes out of a class, that teacher don't let him wander around for 20, 25 minutes. That's no good. What teacher was letting you run around? You were on no mission but trying to open gates. You were trying to open gates that were locked. You were going in between buildings. You people make me nervous. I can't sleep night or day for watching. What the hell are you up to? What in the hell are you doing?
I went there to see if Chris Lund was there.
Chris Lund underneath the damn warehouse?
He has a shop underneath. He has a little electricity shop underneath the shop.
What did you want with him?
He was going to give me some water so I could make a bracelet.
Was it time for you to make a bracelet? Who's your teacher? Somebody.
Where's the teacher? Peter.
Peter, was he supposed to be making wine?
No.
Clear the matter up for me. I know I've seen a lot of others over there. He may be wrong. I want to be fair with anybody. But I saw one day 17 children out here just playing around after during school hours, just playing. I don't know whether some of them were on work, public service. I don't know where they were, but they're out there just playing. I don't mean recess on the playground.
Martin and Dove Lundquist have a very bad pattern of not paying any attention in class. They fool around, read books, play balls, and continually disturb the class. It's like they do not have to follow the rules. And I tell Martin every day about it, every single day. And I'm
it's because he's
you.
Been dragged into the Russian embassy and seen the ambassador and all the top-notch officials of the Guyanese government with his mother. Now, you better realize that your mother has given me complete authority to put you in a public service union. I love you, and I don't want to see you there. Damn you, Doug, both bright kids. You can't follow rules. I'm telling you. Just teachers, you heard what I said, Comrade Grubbs. Just put them in the public service. I'm not fooling with this.
When the children are dismissed for their 15-minute break between classes, they go to either to the bathroom area that way or to the playground and the drink area this way. Yeah. Sometimes they will, they're not escorted.
By the way, talking about that bathroom, when can we get it fixed? We got to have a new bathroom. Before those Russians decide to come in, they could be in here and any time. We've sent the letter already. We had to draft the letter, and it's been wired by their code. Oh, God. As soon as we get the lumber. Oh, shit. Well, friend, we can. We got to do something. There's some way we can remedy. Comrade Jim Jones, I do not want your money. We are a rich, rich nation. We want communists. You're interracial. You show people live together. You're black, you're white, you're Jews, you're Chinese. Said, I see everything here. An Indian, the chief, by the way, tell him, impressed him very much. Said, the chief will find him very much at home because they got hundreds of tribes, and he said, the language sound almost the same. Did the chief hear that? Someone tell him. Because he doesn't hear. He said that song, he's heard it many times. He's been in Siberia. He likes Siberia because he's a hunter. And they've got the biggest reindeer in the world. And he said, it is. And he said, cold. He said, this exaggerate the Soviet cold. He said, you don't have the humidity with it. It's a dry cold. And he said, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. But we're not being dropped off in Siberia because that's not the agricultural area. He wants us to build an agricultural base. Not only that, small garments, home industries. I told him we'd like to be close to the heat because of our seniors. He said, even so, there would be heat put in their units, and it won't be any of this crowding. And I don't know how I can be any more honest to you folks than I've been. I swear to Christ, I'm telling you the truth. Why in the hell did somebody give me some truth serum? You got it down in the you got a goddamn bunch of it down there. If the respiratory inhalation is a doctor will give it, I'll give truth serum. I'm tired of people arguing with what I'm telling you. When I'm telling you the truth, I will take the truth serum. All they give me is the sodium benthol. Then there's no way I can lie to you. Now, I know some say you don't need it. Yeah, that may be fine and dandy. But obviously, some people do need it. You ought to read Crisis, Cities Without Crisis, get over there in the library. That's a damn good book. And if you read that, that's North American professional that wrote that book. And by God, you ought to read it, then you know I'm not telling you any lie. Now, as far as us giving this up, we're going to keep friendly relations with Guyana. We're not going to turn against Guyana. No way. Soviet Union doesn't want that. Our Prime Minister is Forbes Burnham. We have a perfect out, though. If Venezuela is ever going to dispute this territory, we don't want to be Venezuela. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't. I sure as hell rather go to Russia and learn Russian than to go to Venezuela and learn Spanish and still have no free medicine, no free education, no free eye care, no free nurseries, and all the other free things, dentistry, you name it, they got it. Now, I don't want to you to, just because you're bright, and you're brilliant, both of you are brilliant. I don't want the hell you think you're coming from.
He's my grandson, and he is brilliant, but he hasn't learned one thing, how to listen or take instructions. I saw him today. A teacher was trying to take time with him on the path, and he had that look in his face like...
Well, something on the public services. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. The shame for brilliant minds to be wasted on public services all the time, but there you ought to be.
And Anthony, don't start no stuff.
Your mother gave me a
thought. I know that.
She said she spoiled you too much, took you around, you talked to Russians, and you told things and took chances. It was a mistake. You quoted history one thing wrong. You made a mistake sometimes. You're not a genius. You're very bright, but you can learn some things because you made a mistake. You said something to the Soviets you shouldn't have said. You remember? What was it?
I said that in the concentration camps, the Polish didn't have an army with the Soviets because the Soviets made a pact with the Germans.
What's that? What is that?
He said that the Soviets had made a pact with the Germans in the concentration camp, and it was not so.
Hell no, it wasn't. So it's all a lie, USA. It was a negotiated peace treaty, temporary peace treaty. It wasn't even a permanent pact. And the only reason the Soviet Union did it was because they realized that USA had set up Hitler to do his dirty work and England. So that, like any socialist, they got to divide and conquer. Get a little time. They tried to keep the Soviet Union tried to keep them from marching in on them. But you got to know what you're talking about before you're being taken in. By the way, tell them, don't ever take no child in the goddamn embassy when you're talking on sensitive matters. He's bright. I love to hear him talk. And Dev, too. He takes me to his place. He knew everything. But I'm tired of it now.
His sensitivity, though, is waning, Dad. Today, Anthony had been working hard, and he was trying to talk to me. He is the assistant supervisor down to Chicory. And Doug was referring to him as boy, just to gouge him. And I think his sensitivities is being thwarted. I don't know when we were sitting there talking, he kept referring to Anthony Simon as boy.
Well, hell. I'm trying to get some history, Soviet film, trying to get the Volga, trying to get some things that were necessary. DPRK was a Soviet area that was liberated, and it's set up on the Soviet plan, and they're more pro-Soviet than pro-Chinese. I'd be fucked if I can get anything done for standing here talking to people about this shit. Now, I understand all of you being hostile about that. I understand it. But only if you did this wise, have an hour of Russian, an hour of news, and that'd be it. Yes. 4 or 5 hours, this bullshit. It upsets me. I don't blame anybody for being upset. But don't ever accuse me, with my rheumatic knees, and sitting and having my... Well, you look at the damn fist. It doesn't even look like a normal fist. So I don't... Anybody thinks I want to be in here, and my voice, you can tell all that damn news. I'm so sick of that news, I don't know what to do. I want the news to get out because he's impressed, and you've got to all know. And the next time anybody comes, you raise your hand like you all know. You hear what I'm telling you? I keep telling you this over again. 8 hands, or sometimes only 3 hands. It's a bunch of shit. I know what I'm doing. I won't have you picked on unless I know you know. Enough said. So you put your hand up whether you know or you don't know. You got it? There was one mistake. Called Stephen. He hadn't, but he got through it. Fine, he didn't notice anything about it. Didn't notice it. But that'll be worked out ahead of time. Okay. He wants to come and go.
We need to establish one thing here with Mario really clearly. And that is that property does not change hands when there's not someone guarding it. He finds things, and he claims ownership. He brings things to class he has no business with. Today it was fish hooks. He was endangering people with fish hooks, as he's done before. And he wants to put up a great big defense that it's his. And as far as I'm concerned, to have something in his possession that is not his is theft. And we can't seem to get that through to him.
That's it. Well, what's your answer?
No. Look, I didn't know then that he'd stolen it.
The point that we made with you. Leland had no legitimate way to take ownership of a fishhook. So Leland had no way to get ownership to give it to you. So anything that any child gives you that they have no legitimate way to get, you should not keep.
Yeah, I understand.
Another point I tried to make clear to you on the playground yesterday when you had this fish hook was that you were very unsafe with it. We had dozens of children, toddlers on up, running on the playground, and you had about a 2-inch fish hook hanging from your hand on a string. And when I told you what could happen to a child who gets it stuck in his hand, you said, I had one stuck in my hand and I didn't have to have it removed from surgery. I just pulled it out. And that's... you know, if it goes in your hand far enough, you could have to have it cut out. There's no way to take it out. And you refuse to recognize that fact.
What are we going to do with it? I think we have to make an example. We talk all night long. All right, what's the jury say? Where's the jury? Jury, sit down, stand up. Has Martin was decided?
Martin's already on public service.
Dove, I call on the jury one by one. What's the jury's names?
Come on, you guys, come on up.
I'm calling you on one by one. Vote. You don't have to get up together. Rhonda Fortune, what do you say?
Guilty P.S.
Anthony Simon, guilty P.S. Amanda Fair, guilty P.S. What? Claude Hall. Carl Hall. Guilty P.S. My damn back's just killing me. I'm sitting here. I don't want to be here. So will you get yourself together so when they come, I can take you around with me? You know every plant. You know every damn... You know everything. There was nothing you didn't know. You still know them?
Yes, sir.
Well, do it for me, will you?
Yes, sir.
Day by day, nothing means... Every day you do well, it'll depend upon when you get off. Maybe a day, two, maybe three. Depends upon how well you do.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay.
Sense, which I didn't want to.
Channeling what? I lost the question and I lost the answer. What was the question?
You want us to make a concise, you know, what we plan to do, what our... I can't think very well right now, but he's... But I can...
You went in and tell him everybody the same kind of things you did, which is not true. You're going in and talk about how people medically are treated, which is not true. That's bad. You know better than that. In the hospital.
I went in the hospital.
Yeah, you can go.
Okay, I don't understand, but whatever it is, I'll keep my mouth shut, and if I have anything that could be considered criticism or dissent, I will not take it to Jim, but I will either go to Maria or Carolyn.
You can take it to me if you write it, Christine. If you write it, you can take it to me. No problem. You don't write that much. I just don't like a lot of juvenile shit and being accused of shit that's so far wrong. You're too bright for this. Anybody with their right mind tell somebody who served people for 20, whatever the hell it is, I don't even know, 29 years would not want to be sitting in a bunch of a crowd.
I don't think that I implied that you enjoyed it.
Well, then that's a false charge then, whatever. It's possible. Hell, language breaks down. Let me see if there's anything else. But if it weren't Russian or news, it would be something else to keep people corralled. No, it wouldn't. I'm tired of it. Because a guy assured me, and if anybody else went out of here, they wouldn't make a damn difference. They said they couldn't write anything worse than they've written already. The snakes and tigers out there take care of folk who want to take a walk. Keep an eye on them. How are the very act of keeping them in one place, not to keep control, makes people hostile and more desirous of breaking out of the structure? That's what I know, which makes for more control. A vicious circle, she feels, that she sees no end to. USSR, she says, will be just another Jonestown. No. No. The fact is, we may even get wages in the Soviet Union based on our labor. They've never had a commune. We're the first commune. They like to see it work this way. And this is ideal communism to them. But it wouldn't be no question about for somebody feeling through the rice to find a chicken. It'd be fried chicken laying on the plate. You see what I'm saying? and incentives they'd like, the incentives of candy and books and a trip to Moscow. They like that kind of thing. But, oh, no way will the Soviet Union be like it is here. You got an entire different ball game, and you know it, if you stop to think about it. If you stop to think about it, you got an entirely different ball game. Because the Soviet Union is communist and supports communist laws. And the people live basic socialist principles. And they don't have any, they got cities, for instance, whole cities that don't smoke cigarettes. Whole cities where there's no alcohol. They don't have any drugs. They don't have any sexual perversion to children. It's an entirely different situation. Whereas you go to Georgetown, our people can run into any kind of dirt. And often do. No way. So I want to keep our citizenship for a few weeks. We're not going to walk right in there and say, that's what I told him. He said, perfectly right. I said, we want to keep our citizenship a few weeks. Just in case. But he told me his faults. The man talked to you about the faults of the Soviet Union. And the faults he calls faults, to me, sound like heaven. He said, there's faults in the Soviet Union. So what the faults you were talking to out the congregation? So I want to be honest. We're not paradise. What's the fault? He said, one region of Moscow, which has 9 million population, one little region, just a small part, has smog. I said, oh my God. That's all I remember. He spoke out, nothing more that I can remember. That's all, but that was one. He either said something else, but they all were the same kind of thing. They were, oh dear. Oh, I know another thing. He said, you'll find in the Soviet Union, it's been a carryover from the past, that the mother spoils the child. It's a carryover from the past. But the mother will spoil the child. He said, my kid is a brat. And they said they still grow up and be communists because we make them a brat till school time, and then when they get to school, they get unbratted. But it was very conscientious things like that. I was impressed with the man. I don't count chickens before they hatch, by God if I do. But I was very impressed. I was impressed with the fact that he would think of enough to get a submarine up here to get us some other craft to come in if ours wasn't available. I was impressed that he's got various hours every day that they've gone there for Morse code. To hear from him on Moscow. Now, and they,